Good morning. My guest this morning is Michael Tabib from Curtain Call Theater. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, you've got one coming up that is, boy, I've been hearing about this show all my life, really. It's one of the great classics, Bell, Book, and Candle.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about it. Describe the action.
Well, the New York Times called it an impish fantasy. And it comes just in time for the Halloween season, starting October 7th. And it's a wonderful three-act play written by John Van Druten, who was originally British, and then he emigrated and naturalized in the United States. And it was highly successful, written in 1950. So we're doing it in period. And it's going to be what they call today retro. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The costumes, the set, it's all going to be beautiful. The play itself is a charming romantic comedy. And it centers around a good-looking young woman who is a modern-day witch.
We've heard of those.
Yeah, we've heard of those. And this poor witch, they're not allowed – well, they are unable – to literally fall in love. And she meets this man who is one of her tenants in this converted brownstone, three-story brownstone. And he lives above her. And when she looks at him, she says, that's the man for me.
Uh-huh.
And then she has no way to get to him. And suddenly she has a cat who is called a familiar. It's usually an animal that helps do the bidding
right,
of the masters
right.
and mistresses. So this beautiful cat by the name of Piwacket basically brings him over. She puts a spell on him, and complications abound right after that. She has a real ditzy aunt who is not a very proficient witch. She's always making mistakes and screwing things up. And she has a brother who is really naughty, who does his witchcraft more for pranks and things like that than really good things. And then there's a wonderful old drunk who's an author. And he's very much interested in witchcraft and writing about it. And, of course, he buys just any malarkey that people sell him for his books. And it becomes a bestseller. And he's looking for a new angle. And somehow he gets involved with them. So one thing leads after another. And this poor woman wants to fall in love with this guy, but she's not familiar with what it feels like to feel in love. So there's a beautiful transition throughout the whole play where little by little she has to understand and discover all her new emotions. So it's really lovely, and it's funny, and it's got a lot of wit and humor, as usual.
Right. Well, you may get some modern-day Russian River style witches in your audience.
Yes. Oh, in fact, one of them works with us now.
A technical advisor, perhaps?
In effect, she is. We have this scene where there's a little fireworks going on in a big urn, and also incantations, of course. They're all invented, of course, by Mr. Van Druten.
Is this show one you've done before?
No, I've never done this play before, but I've always liked it since I saw the film many, many years ago. In 1958, they made a film with Kim Novak and Jimmy Stewart, Jack Lemmon, and Hermione Gingold. It was a fabulous cast. But the film changed a lot of the script, unfortunately.
As they always used to do.
Yeah, which is a shame, because the script has some really interesting stuff. In fact, it even makes political references, because that was the McCarthy era.
That's right.
So the witch hunts come in, and they correlated to ancient America.
Okay. Thank you again, Michael. It's Bell, Book, and Candle.
And the phone number is 707-524-8739 for reservations.
Great. And I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.